Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, welcome. We'll see how this works out today. It's your buddy Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you, friends, very much for joining me. Does it ever seem to you, and there might be a show in here, but does it ever seem to you that no matter how much time you have in a day, there's never enough time to have in a day, and things just don't work out? Do you know, I don't know if you can relate to this, but one of the biggest frustrations, and I realize there are a lot of other big things going on in the world, but one of the biggest frustrations that I've had as a consumer lately, and maybe you have had them as well, is the unreliability of being able to get things when you want them. For example, in the old days, and when I say old days, I mean maybe a year, 2 years ago, you'd walk into a store, no matter what you wanted, there was a 99.999% chance that it was going to be in stock. When you went to your local drive-in window or drive-through window, there was a 99.9999% chance it would be open. And lately, and I think this has happened to everybody, nothing seems to be guaranteed. Everybody is out of something. So you end up making three trips where you used to make one. And then for some strange reason, probably having to do with staffing issues, the formerly reliable American drive-through window does not seem to be nearly as reliable as it used to be. There is, I'm not going to name the place, but there is one particular drive-through window which happens to be very close to my home. And it really, literally has become a crapshoot lately as to, are they going to be open? Are they not going to be open? Will they have what I want, or will I be told that they're out of what I want? You talk about gambling on sporting events. We're going to have to start gambling on just everyday events. Like, all right, the grocery store. What's the over-under on whether they're going to have unsalted roasted peanuts? It's the strangest thing. It is the strangest feeling. In many ways, it is literally very reminiscent of being a kid and seeing all of those empty store shelves in the Moscow grocery stores and department stores, and how wonderful the United States was, because we as a consumer economy, we could get blue jeans anytime we wanted to get blue jeans. Now, I do have several things that I want to get into this hour, and I'm going to warn you, there shall be no particular rhyme nor reason to them, but at 3 o'clock, I screwed up earlier. At 3 o'clock, attorney Steve Cohen from Hogan Willig is going to be here, and ladies and gentlemen, the idea is that he will be answering your questions. Obviously, there are so many legal-related questions around mandates and rules and regulations and laws, and so many of you are so very, very concerned about the creeping boosterism. You know, we used to hear about creeping socialism. But now, there seems to be a creeping boosterism. And I want to give you an update on something that we ended the week with last week, and that is this. Somebody I know, and again, this is somebody I personally am aware of, is putting together, trying to, a group of healthcare professionals, including medical doctors, RNs, LPNs, social workers, support people, you name it in healthcare. And what I did the last time you and I met on the air is I had you email me so that I could forward your email on to the individual who is actually doing the organizing of the group. I wish to make it very clear. I am not doing the organizing for this group, okay? My job, my role to which I volunteered was to put a bunch of people together so that my friend could then decide the best way to go about fighting any booster mandates for healthcare workers. Now, I have lived up to my obligation. If you sent me an email, that email has been forwarded to the individual who wants to be the lead agent on this, if you will. And I request that you don't send me any more emails for that group, and I will tell you why. Because the individual who wants to put this group together, opposing booster mandates, he is going to have to come up with his own email address. And when he comes up with his own email address, in which he would not give his identity, at that point, I will simply put his email address up so that if you are in healthcare and you wish to take an active role in this organization, you can do it without having me be the kidney, be the filter through which your name goes. So the minute I receive this individual's email, I will post it on Facebook. But I will tell you something that is, and we've talked about this before, but it is very disturbing to me. And I don't know if it's disturbing to you or not, but the climate of fear that exists in Western New York. You know, when I was a naive teenager, we were always taught that in the United States, we had the luxury and we had the right of freedom, that government was accountable to we, the people, that the kind of tactics that were used to crack down on dissidents in the Soviet Union or in China could never be employed here in the United States, that we, in fact, were a republic. And people aren't shut down in republics. And I have alluded before to a scene in late 1970s American history, and I will allude to it again. There was a feeling widely expressed by many, many people of many, many ideologies that the only speech which needed protection was controversial speech. Because obviously, by definition, non-controversial speech does not need any protection because it's not controversial. What is needed is a protection of controversial speech. And there was a guy outside of Chicago. His name was Frank Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N. And he was the leader of the so-called American Nazi Party in Chicago in the late 1970s. And he got the bright idea of having a rally in a little place called Skokie, Illinois, which just happened to be the residential neighborhood of many of the survivors of the Nazi Holocaust against the Jews of Germany, Eastern Europe, and elsewhere. And needless to say, but I'll say it anyway, the Nazis' idea of having a march through a place heavily populated with people who had endured the inhumanity of the Nazis did not go over very well. However, at that point in time, and again, we're talking about the late 1970s, the American Civil Liberties Union took on the case because at that time, the American Civil Liberties Union believed that controversial speech even a Nazi, even a Nazi in Skokie, Illinois, needed to be protected and respected as a bedrock principle of the United States of America. But something happened on the way to the forum, ladies and gentlemen. And as we sit here together in 2022, and maybe you know people who fall into this boat, there is a fear in the land. There is a fear in the land of our government. People do not wish to deviate too much from the standard acceptable views. In one particular case, let's just keep it to COVID. There are people who, when things are moving along, will want you to stand up for freedom. They will tell you over and over and over again, hey, if you ever get in a jam, I have your back. I have your back. So if you stand up and you protect my rights as an American citizen, I don't want you to worry about any repercussions because I have your back. And I must tell you, my dear friends, that I have heard from far too many people who have been put in the crosshairs of both state and Erie County government that, in fact, many of the people who said they would have the backs of those who stood up for freedom are missing in action. And why are they missing in action? The answer to that question is fear. In particular, let's take restaurant owners. Restaurant owners do not wish to go out on a limb, not even to defend the rights of their patrons, not even to defend the American way of life, because the fear is, and this is not unjustified, the fear is that here in Erie County in particular, if Erie County doesn't go after you with its sanitarians, if New York State doesn't go after you with your liquor license, the fear is that if you only stay quiet, you're going to be okay. And the fear is if you speak up, you will be set aside for, shall we say, special treatment. In other words, if you make a noise against Mark Poloncarz, if you make a noise against Kathy Hochul, if you express your dissatisfaction with what you believe are your medical rights and choices being trampled by an intransigent bunch of people, you are literally scared to say anything. That is not helpful for a democracy. That is not helpful for a constitutional republic. We, in good conscience, cannot refer to ourselves as Americans if the very act of speaking out against government policies actually scares you into a silent and quiet obeisance. What is the difference, I must ask you, between a business person or a citizen in the United States of America in 2022 not willing to challenge what government mandates have been imposed because they are afraid of the repercussions from government? I could never understand as a teenage boy. Oh, there's a lot of things I couldn't understand back then. But I could never understand as a teenage boy why the people of Poland and East Germany and Czechoslovakia, Soviet Union, I could never understand why those people didn't realize that there is strength in numbers and that an anthill can take down a Colosseum. never understood why they did not realize their own power until they finally did. And the countries of the Eastern Bloc, the Warsaw Pact nations, even the Soviet Union went into free fall and eventual collapse. And I'm not going to say something that is not legitimate, but I have a major concern about the future of freedom in the United States of America. Because when I hear people say, you know, I really want to get involved in this particular cause, but I can't afford it because I don't want my liquor license taken away. I really want to speak out in support of something, but I'm afraid that in so doing, I'm going to open up my business to interminable and never-ending visits from the health department or some government apparatus people. That is not a healthy thing for a constitutional republic. It is not a good thing for what we kid ourselves is a democracy. And if you don't mind, I must again refer you to George Carlin and his bit. Now, George Carlin was a comedian, but he was also a great intellect and philosopher. And in one of the bits he did, the conclusion was, you don't have any rights. In other words, forget what the Constitution says. Forget everything you think you know about freedom, because it's not a right. It is an arbitrary privilege that can be taken away from you whenever the government wishes to do so. And let me just give you one example of that. The First Amendment of our Constitution, you know, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of the people to peaceably assemble. Oh, yes. And people can freely exercise their religion. That is a pretty sacrosanct thing, wouldn't you say? Now, I think we've established that I'm not exactly the most religious person in the world. That being said, I would die on a hill to protect your religious freedom if it ever came down to that, because I think that that is something that is sacrosanct. It was one of FDR's four freedoms, and freedom of religion has long been a part of the American landscape. But in New York State, and only two other states in addition to New York, we have a situation where we don't have religious mandate, religious exemptions in the law in terms of, for example, being able to, on the grounds of conscience, refuse a vaccine. So 47 states in the United States have the First Amendment recognized, and part of that is the free exercise of religion. New York State and two other states do not offer religious exemptions. Now, it strikes me, my dear friends, as being very alarming that something that has been so long a part of what we teach our children, oh, you live in a free land, the land of the free, the home of the brave, proud to be an American. No other country like the United States. You worship as you worship. I worship as I worship, or don't worship, as the case may be. That's what makes America great. And yet, we allow politicians to undercut what is the very first of our constitutional amendments. And I think that that is reprehensible. It's beyond reprehensible. And it gives me great concern, ladies and gentlemen, for the future of this country. Because when something is a right, it is yours because you are alive. When something is a right, you have that right because God, or if you prefer, the universe gave it to you. You have the right because you are, A-R-E, because you exist. And now, at least in New York and a couple of other states, the idea of your right vis-a-vis spirituality, religion, your ability to say no to something based on your conscience is completely trampled. It does not exist. And it should scare the hell out of you. But what I find especially disturbing, and I'd like some thoughts on this, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I would like your thoughts on this. What do you do when your entire life you've been raised to believe that this is a land where citizens can object to policies of their governments, where citizens don't have to worry about repercussions from government for speaking out? And here we are in January of 2022, and not only citizens, but citizens who own businesses are petrified about speaking out and having the county or the state come in and shut them down. Now, I know that I've thrown a lot of stuff out here, and I apologize for that in a way, but I haven't had a chance to blather for quite some time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, that's interesting. It is Powerland News Radio 930 WBEN. So I promised I would tell you what we have coming up on the show, and let me do just that right now. Coming up at 3 o'clock today, we are going to have attorney Steve Cohen on from Hogan Willig Attorneys at Law. Yeah, they're sponsors of the show and all that, but what we're going to do is those of you who have legal questions about, well, specifically the COVID situation and the COVID situation in which you find yourself, we will have those answered by Steve Cohen. Now, a lot of times what happens is we end up getting Steve Cohen or Corey Hogan in the 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock hour. And frankly, we just don't have a lot of time with all the breaks and what we call in the business service elements coming in. So this will be an opportunity starting at 3 o'clock today for you to call in, have a to-the-point question for Steve Cohen, and get a to-the-point answer from Steve Cohen. So we're going to do that in the 3 o'clock hour today here at News Radio 930 WBEN. So I don't know if anybody cares about this particular subject, because I've been trying to figure out a way to sift through a variety of emotions and circumstances and arrive at one specific question. And when I consider what is going on right now between the Erie County executive and the mayor of the village of Williamsville, I am reminded that the people who speak out, the people who dissent, are put in the crosshairs. They are put in the targets of those who have the power. The audacity, quite frankly, of Mark Poloncarz to issue a fine against the village of Williamsville for noncompliance with something that isn't even a law, it's a mandate, when he himself, Mark Poloncarz, has been photographed not wearing a mask. It's absolutely ludicrous. And when you see people like Mayor Rogers and others targeted for their views regarding religious freedom, is that likely to, is it make you less or more likely to speak out against what you consider to be injustice, what you consider to be not fair? And, you know, local politics, people sometimes talk about running for local office. You should get involved. You should serve in your community. But I have to tell you that even at the local level, even at the village level, you are entering into a den of vipers and slithering reptiles known as snakes. Let me just give you one example. Obviously, you're aware of what is going on with the mayor of Williamsville, who happens to be a personal friend of mine and somebody I speak with quite frequently, as a matter of fact. But there's another fella, used to be with the Amherst Bee, retired from that. He's a longtime volunteer firefighter in the village of Williamsville. He saved lives, volunteered for the village for several decades, many decades, and is a big fan of the history of the town of Amherst, of which the village of Williamsville is a part, the town of Amherst. Well, his name is Dave Sherman. And Dave voted with the mayor against vaccine mandates, against mask mandates, and against so-called Erie County sanitarians coming into our village. Dave Sherman was thrown out as Amherst town historian by Brian Culpa, the supervisor of the town of Amherst. So let's just get this straight. Even at the local level, something so petty and picayune and kindergarten level mentality exists. You've got a guy, and every community has a Dave Sherman. You've got yours in Kenton, Eden, you've got yours, North Collins, you've got yours. Every place around here has somebody who is the go-to person on local history. All right? And believe me, there's not a lot of money involved in it whatsoever. Somebody who does all of the speeches to all of the civic organizations over the years, somebody who might actually put in hundreds or thousands of hours of research so that people who are alive today can have a better idea of whose footsteps they are marching over in their own personal journey through this life. Everybody's got their own Dave Sherman. And this man had given so many talks and had spent so much of his life contributing to young people and old people alike. His vast knowledge of the history of the town of Amherst and the village of Williamsville, and the fact that this man who has volunteered, no overtime for him, who has volunteered to educate people, loses a position, and I don't even think it paid a single penny, loses his position just after voting in favor of medical freedom. I'm sorry, but I refuse to regard that as simply coincidental. I don't think there's anything coincidental about it. But for those of you who have thought about getting involved, running for something, being part of the solution and not part of the problem, do you believe that you can actually do that and maintain your sanity? No, it might be slight hyperbole, but only slight. Because people, the political world is filled with some of the most bizarre, spiteful, hateful individuals you will ever meet in your life. And how, think about this just for a moment. How petty, how juvenile do you have to be to let somebody go after 14 years as your town historian, just after he votes to support something you don't happen to agree with, which is a village issue? Exactly what level of insecurity do you have to punish somebody like Dave Sherman? Now, I want to ask you the question, and we are going to have Steve Cohen on at 3 o'clock. But I want your telephone call right now. And the question I want to ask you is, are you personally, or does anybody you know have fear about speaking out in 2022? Do you have fear? Do the people you know have fear about making their opinions known because they're concerned that it will cost them their job? They're concerned that if their heads go above everybody else, they will be lopped off because you can't have any disagreement. And if you own a hair salon, you own a restaurant, you own anything where the state could stick its finger inside, you are putting yourself at risk of a fine and retaliation. I hear this all the time from business people. I want to be more involved, but I am scared of retaliation. I hear this from individuals, and maybe some of you are listening right now. I want to speak up, but I'm afraid of retaliation. Have you experienced this in your life as well? People basically who have been intimidated into silence because they are scared of what government and the government agencies can do to them or their businesses. Are you scared to speak up in America? And frankly, if enough people are just too scared to speak up and express their opinions in favor of freedom and in favor of choice, I submit to you that we no longer have a country that's worth defending. We no longer have a nation that means anything, because one of its underpinnings has long been freedom of speech, freedom to confront those in power, freedom of assembly. And if we no longer have that in the United States because things have gotten so petty, then we don't deserve to call ourselves a republic. We're no better than China, if that's the case. If Americans are afraid to speak out because they're afraid of their government, even their county government, this country's, it's over. It's lost. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone on WBEN. Mike, what do you make of all this?
Hello, Tom. Wow, what a great topic. So what do I make about it? I make this whole situation that we're going through, every single one of us, whether you are one of the people that hates everybody else and hates them because they don't want a vaccine, or you're against vaccine and you tolerate other people, no matter who you are. We experienced something yesterday, and I'm not going to tell you which location, but a local immediate care. So my son, he was helping me yesterday, and his stomach's really hurting. He goes home, and he's throwing up. So probably a stomach bug, but, you know, he's getting, you know, feels a little bit dizzy, this and that. He had COVID already, and we're unvaccinated. So, yes, we are part, we're all devil's children. We're unvaccinated. So my wife says, let's take him into immediate care because he had COVID back in November.
I have to interrupt. In the future, please don't name businesses.
Okay.
Puts me in a really awkward position.
Gotcha. So we get there, and my wife went in with them. They'd allow one person, not both. And, you know, you give your information, et cetera. You have to wait in the car until you're called. So my wife goes in with him. Over the phone, they gave him a real hard time about not being vaccinated. I'm like, these people work in the healthcare field, and they're so uneducated. So my wife and my son go in, and the one woman still gives him a hassle about not being vaccinated. They take his vitals. Everything's good, heart rate, lungs, et cetera. Everything's good, stomach blood, stomach bug. So they prescribe him an anti-inflammatory. Well, when they left the room out in the hall, both of them, one in particular, couldn't believe my son had the audacity to seek treatment at their facility being unvaccinated. How dare he put them at risk? Right in earshot of my wife and my son. It fascinates me. Like, so what are people supposed to be afraid, Tom, to seek medical help because they're going to be demeaned? I mean, what?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this fits perfectly into the topic that I've introduced. People are scared to be shamed. In your case, scared to be shamed over not having the virus. There have been doctors who have actually published online things like, if you are not vaccinated, I will not treat you. There have been people posting online, if you're not vaccinated and you die, you got what you deserved.
One thing that fascinates me, Tom, is that, like, everything in the past 2 years, like you've said, anything that we've known or believed has been turned upside down. And it's almost like we have no way to right the ship. Like, okay, you now have no rights. Deal with it. What do you mean I have no rights? I have to. No, you literally have no rights. And, like, people, like, in the healthcare profession, what I find interesting is, like, people like you, Tom, who know their history. And before you speak, I can tell that you look things up or you're well-read or well-versed. The today's doctors and nurses, and, of course, not all, because there are some that are very good at what they do, whatever they believe, they're good at what they do, and they research and they find out if this isn't working, maybe there's another way. Well, I mean, hospitals, their protocol is killing people, and there isn't any thought. They're ignoring. It's not that there's no research, but they are ignoring research. They are ignoring findings, and all for the $4,500 stipend they get if they label somebody COVID, and it's better off that they die than treat them. Tom, it's like beyond insane. This is so sinister and disgusting. But we're like, instead of giving somebody like a proven track record, we can make them healthy, we can cure them without giving them a vaccine that has side effects for many and kills some. We're going to do that instead of treat them. We're ignoring rational thought at this point. Like, if you have a rational thought, you might as well go elsewhere. I don't even know. I don't know what to make of it. Like, how do we respond nonviolently? How do we respond?
I don't know, because we've talked about this with various doctors, and doctors ranging from Dr. Peter McCullough to Dr. Jane Orient to Dr. James Harreth. They have discussed at great length the various therapeutic protocols that are now available. And, of course, the big one, the monoclonal antibody infusion therapy, which one caller described to me as being like an exorcism.
Yeah, that's not good for people.
But it's see, Mike, my take on this, and you know your thoughts, I would appreciate, is in America, and you experienced this the other day, in America, we literally have people who are scared to express their political opinions because of worry that those opinions are going to cost them.
Exactly. And like I look at people and I know that if I walk into a store, I don't wear a muzzle. I refuse. I just won't. And that's why I looked at the story today regarding your friend, the mayor, and how she words it is that if you can't wear a mask, if you can't wear a muzzle because of, you know, you can't tolerate it medically, you don't have to. And that's just rational thought. So I don't wear anything like a muzzle, no protective shield, and suppose, and I'm still alive, which is bizarre. I can't believe I'm alive because it's so.
I'm rather stunned myself, quite frankly. I appreciate your call very much. And see, one of the things, and this is where polling cars misses the boat. And again, full disclosure: Deborah Rogers, Mayor of Williamsville, she's a friend of mine. I'm driving her to her speech tonight. We're going to hang out. But here's the deal: Robert Gemiola is the owner of a place called The Critchin in West Seneca. And he received a letter from the Erie County Department of Health in which it explicitly states that people must be masked unless they are medically unable to tolerate a mask. Mark Poloncarz is making the assumption that it is okay for the mayor of Williamsville or the Amherst police officer on duty at the meeting, or any of the other village trustees, that it is their place to pry into the private medical issues of people sitting at a public meeting when the Department of Health itself has stated, and this is in writing, and as I've told you guys, I have a copy of it from Robert Gemiola with The Critchin, that if somebody is medically unable to tolerate a mask, they don't have to wear a mask. And to ask a mayor or a board to pry into the personal health details of somebody who is gathered at a public meeting reeks of totalitarianism. And yet we have people, some business owners in the village that I'm going to be very upset with unless they start publicly realizing that you had better start standing up for your businesses now. You had better start supporting the mayor and the people who back the mayor so that we have a thriving commercial strip, or you're not going to have a business left. Because while there might be a lot of people who are living their lives in constant fear of COVID, these are not the people who've been keeping your restaurants open. These are not the people who've been keeping your stores open. No, those of us who've been rational about it, we're the ones who've been out spending money. So if you want to appease those who aren't customers anyway, and in so doing, give up your freedom, well, I reckon that's your business. But now, I'm going to revisit this as we move along on WBEN. Coming up, Steve Cohen, attorney at law from Hogan Willig. And we're going to focus on your questions regarding the whole legal aspects of COVID. All right? So don't go anywhere. Steve Cohen is just ahead on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.